Episode 164.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I'm going to tell you how to get everything that you want in life. You don't believe me, do you? Well, stay tuned. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night.
Now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 how is everybody doing? I am your host, Mark Mason. Welcome back to the show. We're broadcasting live from the little studio in Dallas, and we're really glad to be here. I hope you're having a fantastic week, that you're making a lot of progress on your internet business. We're going to talk about this week how to get absolutely everything that you want in life. It sounds too good to be true, but in order to tell you about how to get everything that you want in life, I got to tell you a story. So sit back, relax, enjoy my story. So I guess about 30 years ago, I was in high school and I was dating this girl. We're going to call her Jill. That wasn't her name, but I don't want to use her real name, but I was dating this girl, Jill, and I was absolutely, deeply, madly in love with this girl, Jill. I was 18 years old, and this girl was just rocking my world. We did everything together, and we actually, at the end of high school, were dating, and then we dated a little bit in college, and then Jill broke my heart. She actually ran off with a bartender, left me high and dry, and I didn't think I'd ever recover. Of course, I recovered quite nicely. Thank you very much. But this girl, Jill, she was kind of from an amazing family, and her father was an entrepreneur. He owned his own business, and it was a really cool business, and he was in charge of the whole thing. He had employees and the whole nine yards. And that was really my first exposure to entrepreneurship, was my exposure to Jill's dad. And you know, now that I look back at it, I'm not sure that guy liked me very much, but he was very kind. And at one point, for some reason, and I don't remember exactly why he did this, but at one point, Jill's dad loaned me a set of audio cassette tapes from Zig Ziglar called The Secrets of Closing the Sale. And I was reminded of this story because when I was at Social Media Marketing World, I was listening to Chris Ducker tell this story about when he was a young kid that he had actually stolen a set of Zig Ziglar tapes. And I think in his case, the set that he stole was See Your Way to the Top, or whatever the name of the top one is. He had stolen that from the library and he got busted by his mom. He was in his room, I think at that point, as a 16-year-old. He wasn't old enough to rent audiobooks from the library there in London, so he had to steal it. And his mom caught him, and as Chris tells it, his mom drug him back down to the library by the ear, and he had to do, I don't know, some kind of community service at the library as penance for this theft. But Chris went on to be heavily influenced by Zig for the rest of his life. And in a similar way, when I was 18 years old, Jill's dad loaned me these tapes, and I listened to them. Now, for you younger people in the audience, there was a time in the world before Audible and before podcasts. And during that dark time in human history, there were these things called cassette tapes. These are plastic rectangular devices that included a magnetic plastic strip on a reel inside of them. And magnetic information was stored on this tape. And there was a playing deck in your car. And you inserted this deck, this tape, into your tape deck. And music or voices came out. And in fact, in order to get an entire book on tape, you might need 10 or 20 cassette tapes, and they came in a big plastic case or sometimes a binder, and you would carry this around in your car, but you had to worry about the fact that these couldn't get too hot. And I grew up in Texas, and so you had to worry about not melting the tape. So anyway, for a couple of months, I borrowed this Zig Ziglar set of tapes called The Secret of Closing the Sale, or Secrets of Closing the Sale. And I was hooked by Zig, by his magnetic personality, by his simple point of view about life and about how to live it and how to be successful in sales and how to be successful really as a human being. And Zig was amazing. Zig's no longer with us. His son, Tom, is still running the business over at Ziglar Enterprises, but Zig will be with me personally for the rest of my life because I went on to listen to or read every piece of content that Zig Ziglar ever wrote. And the piece of content that stuck with me most out of all of the Zig Ziglar content is the following statement. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Let's hear Zig say it exactly as Zig said it all of those years ago.
Here's the philosophy I built my life on, my career on. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. That's true in your personal life. It's true in your family life. It's true in your corporate life.
Okay, so that's Zig saying the thing that has influenced my life the most out of anything that I've ever heard from someone that wasn't my parents. Okay, this is the most influential statement that has ever impacted me. And so I want to break it down for you. What does it really mean? Is it really that simple? And I'm going to tell you, it really is that simple. You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. So you can have everything in life that you want. Well, that says that you need to know what you want. And we've talked about this over and over and over again, but you really need to understand what it is that you truly want, especially if you're trying to build a business online. A lot of people, they start with the motivation of running away from something. They're running away from a job. They're running away from debt. They're running away from whatever's bugging them. And they start a business online because they are interested in getting away from that thing. They hate their boss. They hate their job. That's an away from motivation, kind of a motivation based in the negative things in their life. But eventually, as people get more sophisticated, the things that they want have more to do with what they want to be, what they want to do, what they want to have, what they want their life to mean. And so I encourage you, if you haven't thought carefully about what you want, make sure you understand what it is that you want. But let's say for simplicity that you want to build a successful business. That's what you want. And you want it to look a certain way because you want a lifestyle where you can spend time with your kids. This is what you want. Let's keep it simple for right now. We're trying to build a great business that we really love. How do we do that? What does it really mean to have a successful business? Well, one definition of success is that we've talked about many times is the fact that you might want to decide that you need to be helping people. That's one kind of success. But another kind of success that you absolutely have to have in business is financial success. And I will give you a little pro tip here. The more successful you are financially, the more people you can help. Let's try that again. The more successful you are in your business financially, the more people you can reach, the more people you can help, the more ways that you'll be able to get your message out and help people understand what it is you're trying to do to help them. And that's really the essence of what Zig is saying. You can have everything you want in life if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Now, what does that mean? What do people want? Well, it's what your customers want. So let's say in the case of lead magnets, which we talked about last week, let's break it down to a small example. Let's say that you want to have a very successful email list. What do you need to do? Well, really, quite literally, you need to help enough other people solve whatever problem it is that they have. That's what they want. They want to solve their problem. And when you help enough other people get what they want, you're going to get in return for that the email addresses that you want. It really is that simple. And when your business is successful financially, what that really means is that you've helped enough other people get what they want that they've paid you the amount of money that you wanted, that you needed to whatever your definition of financial success was. If your definition of financial success is simply $10,000 a month in revenue, then having $10,000 of revenue, which is what you want, really means that you've helped enough other people get what they want that they saw fit to give you that $10,000. See, this is a serve first mentality. This is the thing that a lot of people are missing online because they, when they go to start a business, they're all about how can I generate some money? And really what Zig is telling you here is what you really need to be about is how can I help people get what they want? And usually the phrase that I use is just how can I help people? But really, when you're matching an offer with a buyer, what you're doing, as we've discussed many times, is you're giving that value proposition. You're putting that value proposition out there in such a way that the prospect sees that you've got what they want and you can give that to them, that value. You can give them that value, that thing that they want in exchange for whatever it is that you want. It really, really is that simple. So I implore you to think this through and understand what Zig is saying to you here. You can have everything in life that you want if you will just help other people, enough other people, get what they want. And it's funny, when after Chris got off the stage at Social Media Marketing World, I went up to him. He, of course, was mobbed by people. And I just handed him my business card and I said, read the back of this later. And it's this quote. This is the quote that I have on the back of my late night internet marketing business cards that I use at conferences and when I meet people in this industry. It says exactly this quote from Zig Ziglar. And I think you'll find if you go to my homepage over at latenightim.com, and if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will find it's not even at the bottom. It's actually, you know, down past the first set of opt-ins. I say, I honestly believe that Zig Ziglar had it right. You really can get everything you want in life by helping other people get what they want. And that's a reference to this quote. So that is my simple answer to you for how to get everything that you want in life. It really is that simple.
It's time for your late night tech tip. Tools, tips, and tricks for your internet business.
I wanted to give you a little tech tip today. You know, I get a lot of questions in my life about computers because I'm kind of a computer geek, for those of you that didn't know that. And I help my friends deal with their computer problems. And I'm a Mac snob and bigot. And so I use the Mac for my internet marketing business and for my life. I'm an all Apple kind of guy. And so I occasionally run across must-have Mac applications. And I wanted to share this one with you. It's an oldie, but a goodie, but they just came out with a new version of their software for the latest update of the Apple operating system Mojave. I say they just came out with it. They came out with it months ago, but this application has been around for years and years. And the application is called Bartender. And Bartender addresses what I consider to be a pretty serious, one of the very few pretty serious flaws in the Mac OS user interface. And that is one of the things I love about the Mac OS user interface is that it places these tiny little icons up at the top of the screen, up near where the menu bar is or in the menu bar, called menu bar icons, and they can just kind of live there and hang out. So for example, I have that one right there, the little Evernote helper application up there right now. And whenever I click on the little elephant, it will let me do stuff no matter what application I'm in, like enter a note right there on the spot. So if something occurs to me, I can just click the little elephant, type the note, get that cleared out of my head, and go back to whatever I was doing. So there are lots of applications like that. I've got the Bluetooth controls up there and the Wi-Fi controls and the volume and the battery status and all that is up there. The problem is a lot of applications like to take advantage of that. And eventually what happens is you run out of space. And the amount of space that you have up there depends on the number of menu items in the application you're running. So you can, with one application, have plenty of space and then go to an application with a bunch of menu options in it, like File and Edit and Window and Help. It can have a bunch of them up there. And in fact, it can overrun the icons and some of the icons will just simply disappear. That I consider that to be sort of a bad UI or a limitation of the user interface in Mac OS. Well, years ago and more than a decade ago, probably, this application called Bartender was created, and it allows you to put the application, the icons, the menu bar icons that you don't use very often in a secondary menu that you can get to with one click or with a hotkey, leaving the few menu icons up there that you use all the time. For example, I always want to see the status of my VPN connection so I know whether or not I'm on a secure internet connection. Like if I'm in Starbucks, I want it to remind me with an icon. I don't ever want to hide that icon if I'm not secure. But if there are other things that I have up in that menu bar that I really don't care about, for example, the screen flow helper icon, I only need that if I'm running screen flow. So there's no reason for me to leave that up front all the time. I use menu bar to handle that. So that's my tech tip for this week. If you're a Mac guy like me and you have out of control menu icons like me, Bartender is the answer for you. Link to that application in the show notes. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Now it's your turn. What action are you going to take to build your business? One night
at a time. Okay, that does it for this week. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic week. So what are your actions from this episode? Well, clearly, you need to, in my opinion, take a moment and make sure you know what it is that you want and figure out whether or not you're focused on achieving that by getting enough other people what they want. Write it down. Put it on a post-it note on your monitor. The next time somebody comes and asks you for help, think in these terms, right? Think about the fact that really the way to get to what you want in life is by helping other people get what they want. That will get you so far if you switch to that serve first mentality. Other things in your life tend to take care of themselves. Ciao. You can do it right.
when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, super cool little known fact. I actually met Zig Ziglar. So long time ago, Zig Ziglar is long gone. But as Zig Ziglar would say, he's gone home to Jesus. But he and I met one time. I'm sure he doesn't remember, but I do. So I was working out in the Baylor University Medical Center Executive Gym. At that time, I was married to someone who had access to that gym. And it turns out that that gym is next door to, and Baylor University Medical Center Hospital in Dallas is next door to, the Southern Baptist Convention headquarters. And at that time, at least it's my understanding, Zig was president of the Southern Baptist Convention. And those executives of the Southern Baptist Convention had workout privileges at the Baylor University Medical Center Hospital gym where I was working out. And in walks the CEO of the hospital, who knew my wife, and Zig Ziglar, which was really amazing. And I got to say hello to Zig, and we joked about, you know, the fact that I knew he was from Yazoo, Mississippi, and blah, 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 blah. And the whole conversation lasted 90 seconds. But at that time, I had been following Zig Ziglar for 10 years. So it was truly like one of my idols. I mean, this guy was basically Elvis or the Beatles for me, walked in the room and I was completely starstruck. And for those of you that have been around me a long time, you can be amazed that I was a little bit at a loss for words, but I did introduce myself. I talked to Zig. He said something nice to me. And that was it. He went out and did his workouts. Pretty cool. So that was my brush with greatness, Zig Ziglar.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.